Praise be to Allah, the Creator of all creations. He exists without a place and does not need any of His creations. We ask Allah to raise the rank of our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his kind Earl and companions. Dear listeners, join me for some factual insight about a great integral of Hajj, the physical presence at Arafah. The pilgrimage is one of the greatest matters of Islam. It is stated in Surah Al-Hajj, ayahs 27, 28 and 29 say what mean. And proclaim the pilgrimage among men. They will come to you on foot and mounted on every kind of camel. From deep and distant mountain highways they will come, that they may witness the benefits provided for them and celebrate the name of Allah through the days appointed. From the cattle He has provided for them for sacrifice, then eat from and feed the distressed ones in need. Then let them complete the rites prescribed for them, perform their vows, and again circumambulate the ancient Kaaba. The pilgrimage is an act of worship to Allah, which encompasses a great exertion of the body and fortunes, thus gaining for the worshipper ample of rewards and benefits. To reap these benefits, and for the validity of one's pilgrimage, it is imperative to acquire the necessary knowledge pertaining to its rituals and integrals in accordance with one of the approved schools of Islam. According to the scholar Imam Shafi'i, performing Hajj, which is the Arabic word for pilgrimage, and Umrah, once in a lifetime, is an obligation upon certain Muslims. Scholars of other schools differ regarding the obligation of the Umrah. However, regarding the integrals of Hajj, they all agree that being present at Arafah is a major integral, and if a pilgrim misses it completely or misses fulfilling it in a valid way, that person's Hajj is invalid and cannot be compensated. Pointing to this is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, "Al-Hajju Arafah," which means the greatest integral of Hajj, is one's presence at Arafah. This is one of the integrals that differentiates between Hajj and Umrah, with each of these acts of worship having unique merits. The merit of Hajj is superior to the merits of the Umrah. As mentioned in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam related by Al-Bukhari, the one who performs Hajj and while muhrim refrains from sexual intercourse and committing major sins, then one will be as clear of one's sins as he or she was clear of them at birth. The Umrah, on the other hand, if done in a valid manner, clears the sins of the past year. Hence, being physically present at Arafah is one of six integrals of Hajj, which should be given great consideration. The intention to commence the act of Hajj, an-niyyah, the circumambulation of the Kaaba, at-tawaf, the stride between Safa and Marwa, as-sa'i, the trimming or cutting of the hair, al-halq wa taqsir, to perform most of the integrals in order. The Muslim who leaves out one of these integrals, his or her Hajj is invalid. Geographically, the area of Arafah is located approximately 9.5 kilometers or 12 miles east of Mecca. The pilgrim must be present at any location in Arafah sometime from when the noon prayer sets in on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah to the dawn prayer of the 10th. Commonly, the pilgrims combine the day and night at Arafah by arriving after the noon prayer and remaining there till shortly after sunset. Consequently, the following day will be Eid day. The pilgrims are required to make at least a brief presence at Arafah. However, the more they remain there supplicating to Allah the Exalted, the more rewarding it is for them. At Arafah, the pilgrim can be standing, sitting, carried, awake or asleep, or even just passing through without stopping. It is the sunnah to perform the purificatory bath, the ghusl, before being at Arafah, and to be on the state of tahara, but it is not a condition for this integral. So the physical presence of a menstruating woman or a junub person is valid. It is also better for the man to stand in the place where the Prophet used to stand, and that is at the large rocks at the base of Mount Rahma, and for the women to stand at its edges, so that they don't crowd the men. It's also a sunnah to face the Qibla while feeling the fear of glorification to Allah in your heart and freeing your heart from being concerned with the worldly matters. While there, pilgrims commonly repeat the following statements. No one is God but Allah. Allah is clear of all non-befitting attributes. Allah has the greatest status of all. May Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. As well, the pilgrim should ask for forgiveness from Allah, make a lot of dua and recite the Quran, especially Surah Al-Hashr. Another dhikr is to say, no one is God except Allah, who has no partner. He is the one attributed with being the creator of the universe. All praise is due to him alone. He has power over everything. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The integral of being at Arafah is a symbolic one. It signifies the congestion of the people after resurrection on Judgment Day, when millions of Muslim pilgrims crowd together on one patch of land to fulfill an integral in the limited time it's due. They surrender to the inclination of trying to picture the congested circumstance of the Day of Judgment. This will remind them to prepare well for that day, the day when nothing and no one will affect their destiny except the types of deeds they accumulated in this life. The pilgrim stands in Arafah as an individual, to be reminded that on the Day of Judgment, it will be every man for himself, except for the intercession of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the sinful Muslims. In demonstrating the greatness of the physical presence at Arafah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what means, the devil will never be seen as reduced, degraded, defeated, and distressed as he is on the Day of Arafah. This is due to the mercies that descend on that day and the enormous sins that are lifted by the forgiveness of Allah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to enable us to do proper worship, and we ask Him to forgive our sins. And Allah knows best.